Blog Talk Radio.
Michelle Gray, how are you, everybody? We have not connected last week because we had some technical difficulties, so I'm on this week. So happy Valentine's Day week. Hopefully all of you had a wonderful evening, either with your family or with a loved one or your spouse or partner. We are going to be doing messages tonight. I want to let you know that I'm going to pull a card for people. I do that usually at the end of my readings. I also wanted to make sure that we're only doing one reading tonight, a person. I will give you some information. And again, this is also to do some follow-up work. So if you want to do a reading with me, it's MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. And you can also find me on New Age Clerk for Advisor. You could also find me there. So let's kind of go into some things tonight. I just want to make sure that we're getting accurate descriptive information when I'm doing my readings with you guys. Also, when I'm doing a card for you, it's usually a lot of times it's for confirmation when I do them. It's not that I don't like tarot cards or oracle cards. I think they're great, but I feel like every reader kind of interprets them differently, and you can't really screw that up with energy. So I do more of an energy reading. Sometimes my readings kind of go into a little bit more coaching type of thing because I do feel that I've kind of become more of a psychic coach or intuitive coach, I guess. And I also want to mention to you, not only am I doing the readings on here, I will be on Clubhouse. If any of you are on Clubhouse, I will be on Claire's Corner tomorrow night. For at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I will be doing guidance and readings on there, and those are donations of $11.11 if you want to come on to do any readings on there. Okay, so I'm going to get started with our first caller. I'm looking forward to getting through hopefully a lot of people today and to make up for last week. Okay, so here we go. We're going to start with our first caller. And I think it is Leslie from Mississippi. Can you introduce yourself? Say hi.
Hi, Leslie from Mississippi.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's just been a difficult week at work, and I've been worked up about things and trying to get through everything, and and I've had some issues with a student's grade for an assignment that I graded yesterday. And my concern is, I don't know, I don't want this to affect my job status when my contract comes up for renewal in June and I want to stay there for at least another year. Do you see me staying there and my current employer here in Mississippi for at least another year?
This is what it feels like to me. Okay. I keep getting, you're kind of walking around more fearful of that than actually getting to enjoy the job. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I'm loving my job. Love it.
Right. So I feel like lose the fear. Okay. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You know, your relationship, it should really come from more of a confidence place. I don't feel that you're losing a job. That doesn't feel right to me. Okay. What it does feel like is just stay in your lane, do what you're supposed to do. Anybody that is going to be held accountable, I feel like might be through the students themselves, because I feel like more parents would be on board rather than being afraid of upsetting somebody. That's what it feels like. I do feel that you're going to still be there for a while, but I do have to say to you, I feel like maybe an administrator is going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I may not know who the administrator will be.
Okay. Anyway, this is what it feels like, because I feel like once that gets swapped out, it just feels a lot easier. It feels less stressful to me. So I instead of looking at it as, and I'm not saying that you don't have issues, okay, that's not true, but I feel like you kind of focus on something and like, oh my God, it's now going to be, all the arrows are pointing back at you, and that doesn't feel right. Stay in your lane, do what you have to do. If somebody's not getting something done, that's actually kind of on that person, not because you didn't give them an assignment or something. It feels more like they're used to kind of getting their way, and this feels like just stick to your guns. Stay not be minimal on having any dramatic conversations, because that could turn really ugly and it has nothing really to do with you. I just keep getting, this is not about you. And I feel like, as a matter of fact, it'll be another room that person gets in trouble in. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to pull a card for you tonight. I haven't been doing that in a while, but I just felt like pulling them out tonight. Okay. And I'm pulling them from the Angel Answers Oracle cards. I don't usually pull them out, but this is what I just feel like it's time for you to get. Okay. So this is what I'm getting. I get, it's up to you. All right. That's your card tonight. So I do feel that this is true. This is not that you don't have a good job. You have a great job. Okay. But I feel like when you get into stressful situations, you're always like looking over your shoulder in fear. Stop doing that. Okay.
Okay.
Do your job. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. If, you know, you got some shitty kid who's in your class, oh, well, they all suck. Okay. So don't worry about that. Do what you have to do. I do feel like there's an administrator that's leaving, though. I just have to keep telling you. And it kind of feels like it's good, because it changes the whole ball game there. Okay.
Right. And I love my job as an academic advisor. And mm-hmm. as an instructor,
because
I'm very respectful with my colleagues, the mm-hmm. students like me, the administrators like me. I'm a great fit for the role.
Yeah,
and I love to do, and I love to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I'm not getting that you're going anywhere. That doesn't feel like you're losing your job. I just keep getting, stay in your lane, okay? Do what you're supposed to be doing. You're answering the questions, but be much more like, it almost feels like, do it from, like, you kind of have to separate church and state here, okay? Don't do it from an emotional thing. You're just answering questions. And I feel like, try not to get involved in some of it, because I feel like this one student is, it's not you. It's going to be, this kid is going to have some other issues. So there you go.
Okay.
Okay. I hope that answers your questions for you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good evening, Lisa.
All right. Thank you. Still on the show. Okay. So we're going to go on to our next caller, and I'm getting Lisa from Connecticut. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Sorry. Had you muted?
Okay. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for this. I'm wondering what my gate angels or guides most want me to know or be doing right now.
So I keep getting, stop stressing about it. Like you overthink about something, but you're not really doing it. And I feel like it's going to work out just fine. I hope that makes sense. Like, what is it that you keep worrying about? You don't have to say it to me, but I keep saying that you keep worrying about it. So it's just, you keep getting it. There's a fretting feeling here. I keep getting, you know, if you just like kind of give it to God, it will just, it's going to work out. Okay. But you have to kind of let go of it.
Can I ask, is it my heart or is it the lawsuit for the dog that bit me in the face?
I'm so sorry. Try that again. What did you just say?
I'm having heart failure and I have a lawsuit because a dog ripped my face with his teeth a couple years ago. And I'm wondering which one, because I'm worried about both.
the heart situation, you're on medication right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
They don't know if I'm going to need surgery. That's what's so scary to me. And the lawsuit, they're just being so mean. I don't know. I'm worried about both of them.
So the lawsuit, this is what it feels like to me, okay? The lawsuit feels like it's taking a long time, okay? And it feels like it's just a delay after delay. Has that been like 4 or 5 years?
It's over three, yeah.
Yes. It's going to be another year before anything gets settled on that. That's what it feels like. And it feels like there's going to be some type of settlement, okay? Even as much as you want to have it to be like a big lawsuit, I feel like it's going to come down to a settlement. That's what it feels like. As far as your heart, you're going in for surgery, you said?
They don't know if I need surgery. They're all trying to decide.
Okay. And as far as it, is this like congenitive heart failure? Is that what they're saying?
Well, I have a congenital mitral valve problem that has gotten worse. It's causing part of my heart to be very enlarged, and they think I need a valve replacement.
Yes, I keep getting, that's why I asked. I feel like there's going to have to be a surgery for that.
Okay.
But that's actually a good thing, okay, because it does need that. And I feel like that's going to happen before the lawsuit for the dog. Like the surgery feels like that's going to be pretty soon to me. Like it needs to be done. Are they talking about maybe possibly doing that surgery at some time in like end of March, beginning of April?
They haven't told me anything yet. They're all just talking about what tests to do next, and they don't know what to do.
Okay. Are you
going
to be going to a heart specialist right now that takes care of like the prolapse, like mitral valve prolapse?
I'm actually seeing a specialist on March 8th.
Perfect. Okay, there you go. So this feels like you're going to be ending up in the surgery. This is going to be a good doctor, just for you know that. Okay. It feels like we know exactly what to do here. This feels like some type of tissue has to be replaced because it's causing, and it's like one of the ventricles is the aorta. It's like on the one side, it's like more bigger on the one side than it is on the other side, right?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So I feel like what they're going to end up doing is they're going to end up doing the surgery, but it will actually make a huge difference. Okay, you're going to feel better. Okay, it's like, it almost feels like it's like tissue replacement. It's almost like a aortic valve damage here. Okay, but it's causing that enlargement, and I get that this is going to help you tremendously. But the lawsuit for the dog will end up being, and I'm not laughing at you, just hear me out, but that seems so minor as compared to what's going on with the heart.
Yeah, it does.
Just, but I keep getting like, yeah, whatever with the dog. It's more about this. I do feel
I might not be here.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But I don't feel like you're going anywhere, okay, tomorrow. I do get that you are going to get the help that you need. This doctor is very good, like very good doctor, okay? phenomenal.
Do you believe
it's also been really helpful to you, because I feel like all the other ones are just scrambling to kind of give you an answer, but this specialist is going to be like, I know exactly how to do this. I've done this before. That's what it feels like to me.
Okay, thank you so much for that blessing.
Now, as far as the settlement for the dog, I'm going to tell you right now, that feels like it's not even going to happen until almost next year, okay? And when it does happen, it's going to be some type of settlement, all right?
Okay.
I feel like at that point, you kind of have a little bit more anger. Hear me out when I say this. Your anger about the situation is dissipating, but I feel like stick to your guns on that. You will get money from them. I get that you're going to get money from them, all right? But I feel like this is, you want the plastic surgery to be covered. You want, you know, like kind of pain and suffering to be covered. So it's going to be more money than you think, but it's not going to be as much money as you think, if that makes sense. Like, this isn't billions of dollars here, huh? You'll get a settlement. It's almost like they have to admit to wrongdoing here, okay? So
the dog sat him at my feet, and they know it's wrong, and she tried to pay me off the next day, but they're just putting me through hell, and it's like, what are you doing to me? Leave me alone. Just pay for everything and go away.
I get it, but that's also, again, that could lead to other situations, because I don't think you're the first to have, I don't think you're the only one that's been problematic with this situation and that dog. I have to be honest with you. And they're going to say that you're the only person that this dog has ever done, because the dog is just such a fluffy little cupcake, and it's not. Okay, it's a fucking dog. Sorry, but there you go. And I love dogs. Don't get me wrong. I think dogs are great, but this one, it wasn't trained properly, and the way it feels like it has. It's like impulsiveness with this dog, okay? And I feel like it's not the first. It wasn't disciplined properly. So I keep getting, because they wanted to pay you off, it keeps telling me that they were trying to pay others off as well. You're the first one that had to stick to their guns, okay? So I'm going to pull a card for you, all right? Again, this is from the, it's like the Radley Valentine Angel Answers Oracle Cards deck. I just felt like pulling a card today. So I have one out here for you. It's improving health. So that is so perfect for you. This one fell out of the deck. It is awesome. I know these cards, whenever I get them, I get goosebumps just saying that to you. So I know that this is going to get better for you, okay? Stay positive, okay? Say this every day. The specialist is going to help me, and he's going to help my heart. Okay, I'm going to be doing great. My body's getting better. Say it over and over again. Remember, thoughts are things. Be positive. And I know that you're going to get positive answers. And I want you to come back on the radio and be like, Michelle, you were right, blah, blah, blah. Okay?
I would love to do that. Thank you, Michelle, so much.
All right. Well, good luck. I'll keep you in my prayers and thoughts. I know it's going to work out for you. Okay?
Thank you. All right. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So I want to talk about something really important. 2023 is a really big year. And I didn't get to talk about this a lot last time I was on, but I do want to bring it up this time. Okay. This is a huge year of change. It's going to be a huge year of change for relationships. It's going to be a huge year about people speaking out or kind of going into more of an action of taking care of things. They have to. I know we just had the little full moon thing, but I'm looking at it more from the year of change for people and what it is that you need to be changing for yourself. I do my thoughts or things thing, and I do believe that it's really important that we start to address what are the actions you need to take, and what's your accountability that you need to take, and what's your responsibility that you're going to take to do something different for yourself this year, okay? Keep that in mind. Now, I do this radio program, and I love this radio program. I love coming on. I love talking to people. I know this isn't my normal week, but whatever, okay? But coming on here, I have a lot of great people who come on here, and it's wonderful, but you guys are just getting a very minor part of a bigger answer, and you really can be calling me for much more in-depth of a conversation. So going on the radio for something that this is so minimal, I really want you to start paying attention to putting some time together to get in contact with me to do a reading. If you reach out to me and you say, I found you on New Age Spirit Radio, you know, I'll give you a discount on it, obviously. You get extra time on my call. So if you do a 30-minute call, you know, I usually, you know, spend 45 minutes with you instead of 30 minutes. So think about that. I'm on MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. I'm also going to be doing readings tomorrow night on Clubhouse on something called Claire's Corner. If you do not have the app, you can just go on. It's free app. It's called Clubhouse. And if you look for Claire's Corner, I'm going to be on there tomorrow night doing readings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I believe in doing readings that are very in-depth for people because I really want you guys to have the right information to move forward. So please keep that in mind for a reading with me. If you're looking to connect with a relative who's passed, again, it's really important to give evidential information because it's only going to make sense to you, okay? And I can say that person loved you. Maybe they didn't. Maybe you didn't love that person. I really want to go into something that's going to give you much more clarity on what that person was to you. And, you know, maybe you just want to know that that person's doing well on the other side. So it's really important that we don't just do these like, you know, I'm not going to add a boyfriend on the radio because it's more than that. Okay. Why are you not having a relationship? What's going on that you keep getting the same shitty person over and over again? I want you to have better answers than just a one question answer thing on here. Okay. So I'll continue doing the radio program, but I really want those who are contemplating doing something more than just calling in for a one question answer on the radio program to get something more in depth. Okay. So I'll get off my soapbox and I'll go on to the next caller. I do not have your name, so please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Naboli. How are you?
Hi, what's your name, honey?
Naboli.
Naboli? Okay, that's a really cool name. I like your name.
Thank you.
How can I help you today?
Well, in the moment, I was just listening to what you said, and I probably need to call you.
Okay.
And do what you just said. But I think just in this moment right now, so many things are like going on in my job. And I, for the most part, I don't know if I'm disconnected from it mostly or just kind of riding this wave. But,
okay. Stop talking. Give me the name of the person. Give me like a boss's name or something like that. Just a person's first name.
Penelope Miller. Well,
Penelope. Hold on. Okay, so this is what it feels like to me. I feel like you're disconnected because you feel like you're not being heard in this, okay? I feel like she says she's listening, but I don't feel like that's really the case where you're not really getting answers. So I feel like you might be working a lot, but it feels like even when you're working, you don't feel like you're going to get promoted or you're not getting supported. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like you're not really supported here.
Not really. I think I just come from the perspective that I don't necessarily need the support. So this is kind of where I'm going with it.
You don't want to be there?
I do want to be there. I mean, I'm dealing with my own issues as regards to, I guess I need to know whether I should continue to be there. I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not connected to the negativity of what is going on, but everyone around me is definitely the evidence is there. I'm not making that connection. It's not residing for me for the most part. And when I try to, I guess my challenge right now is just trying to figure out whether I need to go ahead and take my exam and stay here or move forward in some other direction that I don't know what that is.
Okay. What I said before is like, I don't feel like you're being heard.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's my point. If you stay there, okay, I just feel like you're not supported there. That's what I was trying to get at.
Gotcha.
Okay. If that's the case and you love what you're doing, I mean, if there's another place that you can do the exact same thing, I would at least explore the possibilities, because you're saying that there's negativity around you that I guess you're trying to stay out of and or whatever. Fine. That's perfect. Okay. But if you're not being supported, then I feel like not being heard, how is that going to, and this is just a rhetorical question, how is that going to help you then to make that connection, so to speak, to stay, as you say, in maybe a bit of a toxic environment?
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I think I have a way of just being aloof in it. This is my first year doing what I'm doing, but I've been here a long, been in at least 6 years.
Okay.
So,
but doing what you do, you just started doing this past year, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so she's going to be the person that you would be reporting to, but it's other people that you have been around for over five years that are still.
The I'm working in the school system, so the environment is toxic regardless. And I honestly feel like I'm in a bubble by myself as far as staying positive. You know, I don't really have to work hard for it, but it is really the resonance of what is going on, the negativity that's going on, isn't everybody around me who's really connected to it heavily. So I guess in my mind, I'm like, I don't feel like I'm being pushed out or anything, but I'm starting to begin to ask myself, like, should I go forward with my exams, and because I really don't want to do them, but I would do them to keep my job, or should I just kind of like let it fly and just leave when it's time to go?
Well, to be honest with you, because you've been there and you love what you do, I guess you could try to stay in that bubble, but at some point you can't tell me things aren't going to start to stick, if that makes sense. And,
right, I get that part, yeah.
And I also would say this, and I don't know why, because you're not the first teacher that I talk to. Do all school systems just suck? I mean, or is it just such a pool bed of, like, political garbage that... Because you're not the first person who said that it feels very toxic, but you have to think about it. These are smaller, it's like a smaller, like, group of people, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, so you're going to see the same stuff over and over again. That doesn't mean that every place is going to be like that. However, you know, you staying positive can be like a catalyst to rub off on people. That's true. But I kind of feel like at some point maybe you kind of like, okay, this chapter is ended here, and I want to find something that kind of gives me a little bit more, let's just say, autonomy or something like that. I don't know. It's weird. I feel like more drawn to you not being there for some reason, okay? Getting a new lease on life type of thing. I feel like you're kind of reluctant to open that door, but I feel like it's already been opened. Okay. You think about it. And so I get that it would really be beneficial for you to at least, let's just put it this way. I feel like you should at least interview somewhere or something. Okay. Say yes, but I do feel that you need to think about that before you sign your name in blood here. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I have to tell you, it feels like you're not going to, that doesn't feel permanent to me. How about that?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And I think that will help you to feel a little bit better about making changes for yourself.
Yeah.
On top of it, you know, even if you decide that this is a place that you want to stay and there's nothing wrong with that, I just keep getting, continue to just do an interview anyway. Like, it would still make you kind of, first of all, to know that another place wants you, or you're up for the job, or you're able to see just a different place to look at. You know, it just feels like it would make, I don't know, it just feels like there might be something that's going to change for you. That's what it feels like.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. I'll pull a card for you, because like I said, I've been trying to pull cards for people tonight. I just haven't done it in a while. And I don't know. I saw the box. Whatever.
That's fine. Yeah. Sure.
Wow. Okay, cool. So I just pulled one out. Oh, my God. I got opportunity. That was the card that came out. Awesome. So there you go. It was a perfect. I got goosebumps. It's so weird. Like, when I shuffle these cards, sometimes the cards just pop out. So that card popped out for you. And the woman before was about health changes. So it was awesome.
Wow.
I mean, two awesome cards in a row. So I'm really happy.
Yes.
But I think that this might be really beneficial for you. But if you want to get like into something more in depth, please make sure to call me at MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. I'd love to talk to you on time. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. All right.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. So I'm going to go on to another caller. Again, I don't have your name. I'm so sorry. I had a couple of them before, but I don't have yours. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Michelle. My name is Ashiel.
It's what is it?
Ashiel. A-S-H-I-L.
Okay, Ashiel. Nice to meet you. How can I help you today?
Can I just get a message for my angels, or from the angels in general, regarding my love life?
About your love life. Okay. And you're not in a relationship right now, correct?
Not yet. I'm single.
But you're thinking about it, correct?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. Are you nervous about this?
A little bit, because I've been out of the game for a little while.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. So, and the reason I took some time out is because I was, you know, I was running to a lot of people. It wasn't what I was looking for. So I decided to take some time out. And now I'm ready to go back there with a different perspective, so to speak.
Okay, yeah. This is what I'm getting. So keep your feet on the ground, okay? I feel like... this is what the words I'm getting. I get, be realistic. Okay. I feel like there will be some people that will be very real. And then I feel like some people that are going to be very disingenuous and they suck. Okay. But they're going to pretend like they're interested. I feel like, you need to be going on a few dates before anything can happen. Like, and I have to tell you, I feel like there are times that you should say, let's go Dutch, so you're both paying, okay? Mm-hmm. That it shouldn't just be you taking care of the bill, or they have to at least, you know, hey, if I pay for dinner, you pay for drinks, or if you pay for dinner, you pay the tip, or something like that. But I kind of feel like really put it out there that, you know, this is not what you're signed up for, okay? There's something that tells me that you got hurt in the last relationship. And, so for you to put yourself out there, I kind of feel like people are saying, be careful to you a lot. Okay. Or don't get blinded. All right.
Yeah.
Changing your perspective will also change a lot of things for you. All right. I don't feel that it's always been very easy, so to speak, for you, okay? And yet at the same time, I don't want to make it hard for you either, okay? It's not hard to do this. It just feels like you need to be more discerning and you have to pay attention to who's really going to be with you or who the type of person that you're going to be with. Like, I feel like you could be with somebody kind, but they may have had some their own traumas. So therefore, you want somebody that is going to be understanding to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And you also have to be very understanding. Do you already have a date set up?
No. Basically what happened, I mean, I have no problem. A lot of people find me attractive. I walk down the cubicle stairs and all of that. But every time I allow someone to come close to me, most especially now, I don't want to use the word garbage, but, you know, and my intuition just picked up on it now. Than before, I wasn't really picking on it, but now I can just, my intuition just tell me after talking to them once or twice, that's not good, so I just walk away.
I get that. I understand that. Yeah, so I just keep getting, you know, kind of treat it like the very first time you're going to meet somebody, don't make it dinner, like make it coffee. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
That's it. Like, and, you know, the next time
go to the park. Go to the park or something.
I was just about to say the park. I literally was going to say you go for a walk in the park. I'm not lying to you. I literally was you were saying it just as I was about to say it. So I feel like, yes, you know, make these, you know, if they're going to get to know you and people are busy, whatever, it doesn't have to be a free meal, if that makes sense. I feel like if you can speak to the right person, they'll be as eager to do the walk in the park type of thing first anyway, or, you know, meeting kind of in a setting that feels like it's not intimidating or whatever. And at the same time, and it can be very open, like they meet you there, you meet them there. They can walk away, you walk away type of thing. That feels a lot better to me. And then that way you don't have to, there's no pressure. You can weed out this feeling of, you know, the expectation that this is on you type of thing. I feel like you will meet somebody, but I kind of feel like you're going to have maybe two or three that might be potential and it's going to narrow down to one. I feel one person is very timid to me. Like, ugh, she's annoying as shit. Seriously, she's so sensitive that you're going to be annoyed. I feel like the next one is very funny or has a good sense of humor, laid back to me. That's what it feels like. And then I feel like the third one is like kind of prickly. So I feel like the second one, it's kind of like, instead of like third time's the charm, I feel like second time the charm on this one. That's what it feels
like.
Yeah,
I like the laid back attitude, absolutely.
Yes, exactly. Well, of course you do. But there is something that tells me that you've had some situations that has not been fun. And so I feel like just be aware. Okay. So that's what I get for you. I hope that answers your question. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Can you pull me a card just in case?
I'm going to pull you one right now. Okay.
Okay.
Hang on. Oops, one pulled out. Oh, cool. Okay, here you go. This one came out of the deck, so there's something better. So that's perfect for you.
There you go.
So you got the right cards too. I'm pulling the right cards tonight. They're just falling out of the deck. So I'm getting the good ones tonight. So I'm really happy about those. All right. Well, good luck. I hope it goes well for you. And I hope you
find
your second one's a charm this time. Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. No problem. Have a great evening. Okay, so make sure you guys, if staying in contact with me, make sure if you guys want a longer, more perspective reading, you're going to go to michellentheintuitivereader.com. You can always call me, 630-854-3175 to leave me a text message, and I will send over a booking information for you to do it. If you mention New Age Spirit Radio, I always give like an extra 15 minutes on those people who call in from there. Okay? I'm going to go to the next reading. We have probably about 20 minutes left, so I want to make sure I get as many people I can in tonight. Hi.
Hi, my name's Khalil. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
And I'm sorry, what was your first name, hon?
Khalil.
Khalil, is that right?
Khalil, like Khalil Gibran.
Okay, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Pretty good. How are you doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So how can I help you tonight?
Hi, I don't know if I've talked to you before about this.
Okay.
But I'm going to a meeting about something that's personal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I've had to deal with it, but it's like gun violence. And it's basically about moms demand action. And I was wondering if everything will go okay there.
Okay. Can I ask, you don't have to give me a lot of detail here. Can I just ask the name of a person that you're going to be meeting, just a first name?
Let me look it up. Forgot her name. Her name's Gretchen.
Gretchen. Okay.
Yeah.
And as far as this matter is concerned, okay.
Yeah.
Is this family concerning or is it just you concerning?
Me concerned.
Huh. Okay. Is she an attorney?
I'm not sure. I know that she has something to do with the group.
Okay. Gretchen. Okay. So I feel like there's two sides to Gretchen. I feel like in some ways this is to answer questions, but there feels like there's rules and regulations here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like we're trying to, it feels like they're trying to organize something, or there's something very organized about this, or there's an organization to this. I feel like she's got an agenda, if that makes sense. And you're either in for the agenda or are you trying to be part of this agenda?
I'm trying to be part of this group.
Yeah. Okay.
Along with this people and stuff.
Yeah, okay. This feels kind of like you're going to be welcomed. And like, are you expected to be part of like a committee on here too?
No, just a person that does protests and petitions and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what she feels like, of course. Okay, so what I'm getting is you're going to, like, I feel like they're going to kind of put you in a, you know, it's not go fight raw team thing. It's kind of like, this is what we do, and this is how we do, and this is where we go to. You know, she's passionate, so to speak. But I got to tell you, I have to be honest with you, okay? It feels like... she says a lot of things, or there's a lot of things that are going on here that I feel like it feels like sometimes they're spreading the truth or they're not. It feels kind of like there's a couple shades of gray here, just going to be honest with you. So
okay.
If that's what you're into, okay, that's fine. But I kind of feel like make sure that you're getting both sides of the facts, because I feel like something feels a little... like they're saying something and it doesn't feel like it's fully, like it's almost like they're going to rile you up, but they're not explaining both sides of the picture. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So be careful of that. I just kind of feel like, yes, you know, you're passionate about doing something, but I kind of feel like, do you know both sides of the story?
Yeah.
There's three sides to all protests, if that makes sense. Their side,
yeah.
The other side, and the truth that's in the middle. Yeah. So I kind of feel like you might be getting, like, as I said, I keep getting spreading the truth. It doesn't feel like it's fully the truth. So just be careful. But if that's what you're into, have fun. So there you go. I'm going to pull a card for you, hon, okay? If you feel like this will actually work fine for you, okay, like this is what you're into, okay? Oops, here we go. Oh, shit. Okay, so, this is one I guess it just, five of them just fell on the ground, but one's still on the counter. I get, if you believe, that's what I get, so... I think that that's going to work out perfectly for you. This is going to be the organization that you're into. I'm totally happy for you. And like I said, just make sure you get all sides of the story, because I feel like sometimes they spread the truth and it doesn't feel like they're telling you everything. There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, so I got enough time to possibly do a couple more readings. Please make sure to introduce yourself.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem. What's your name? Hi, Catherine. How can I help you today?
I'm doing an event, and I'm doing it in one place, but I'd like to do it in another. And so far I've found Lisa's space to be accommodating, I believe. I was wondering if you see me having this event at Lisa's place.
Okay, so you're doing an event at one place, but you really want to be doing it at this Lisa's place. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, as well. Yes, I'm already obligated to the first place, so I have to do it.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes,
so
I'd like
say,
to
you're not getting out. I was just going to say, you're not getting out of the first place.
Yeah.
But I do feel that you can make a contract or whatever it is. I feel like you may have to sign something to do it at Lisa's place. So I get a yes on that.
Okay.
Are you doing that in a couple months' time or something like that?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay,
yes.
So it's like June, like May, June or something like that?
More late March, early April perhaps? Or I don't know, do you see it being better in May or June?
I don't know. I just keep getting May for you. I feel like doing another, not that I can't see you doing it in April, but May feels better to me for some reason.
Really? Okay. You know, it's funny you say that because Lisa suggested it too.
Yeah, May feels a lot better to me. I don't feel April. It just feels like you need to kind of get your ducks in a row for, and Lisa's place does feel accommodating to me. I feel like you're, I don't know, maybe you just get better, not better accommodations, et cetera, but better, I'm coming up with a drawing a blank, but I kind of feel like they'll be more accommodating too. Let's just put it that way. And I feel like this feels like you could do a few times there. So I feel like if you do it in May, then I feel like you're going to do another one maybe a couple months later. But I feel like it has to be after 4th of July. So I feel like do it in May. And then the next one feels like either beginning of August, and then you're going to do it again in like the fall sometime. So it kind of feels like it's going to build up some steam. But each time you do it, it feels like you're building up more of your, I don't know, clientele, or the events seem to go better because you know what you're doing, and it feels like it becomes a lot easier after this first one.
Wow. You're truly, truly gifted. Everything that I've been thinking you've hit on. That's exactly what I want to do. Yes,
awesome.
Pick up momentum, do it. Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Wow.
Okay, good. Okay, so I'm going to pull a card for you. because I still have like 10 minutes, so I'm going to try to get a couple more readers. But I get the word trust. It will all work out. You have a plan. You know that it's all going to come together. I feel like you say you want something, Lisa's place or whatever is going to say yes to that. I feel like as soon as you get this one under your belt, they're going to be like, absolutely, do another one here. But it has to be after 4th of July. So I feel like the beginning of August is better for you. So it doesn't hit Labor Day and it doesn't hit the 4th of July. So it feels like you'll get some good traction there. And then I feel like you're going to do it again and probably like, I don't know why, but I feel like it's going to be Halloween-ish time. Okay, so that feels better for me as well.
You are just brilliant. Yes, we discussed that too.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
So then May, and then after August, and then after Halloween time.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I feel like it'll be January before you do the next one. So there you go.
God bless you. You are truly, truly amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I hope I get to talk to you again, all right? So I hope you have a really good evening.
Thank you, love.
All right, thank you. Okay, I still have time for maybe a couple more. So please introduce yourself. I'm going to try to rush some more people through. Please introduce yourself.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How can I help you today?
Oh, I'm glad you're on the air. I've been talking to you in about a year. Oh, my gosh. So I never can stay up that late. I know, because I go to work so early in the morning.
Okay.
I'm so glad I stayed up. I have a question. It's real direct. Tomorrow, I have my review, my annual review.
Okay.
It was
just
supposed to be 2 weeks,
boss.
But they, what's
just
that?
Just give me the person you're doing the review, the first name.
Janie.
Janie.
Supposed to be in 2 weeks.
Janie or Jamie?
Janie with an N.
Janie, okay, got it. And it was supposed to be in 2 weeks, but they changed it?
I know.
It was supposed to be in 2 weeks, but they changed it to now?
Yeah, we're all doing it. She's doing all of us tomorrow and Friday. I don't know
is
what
she,
happened, but get it.
Is she
I
going
know,
on,
I just found out today.
Like she's going on a vacation. Is she going on vacation? Is that why she's doing it?
No. I don't know what happened. Maybe the big boss is going on vacation. I have no idea, but we just found out today. I know. One of them she did one of them today and just said, we're going to do it today. So I got a good one last year. Am I going to get a raise? What are you picking up?
Okay, so I don't get a bad review here. I get that, I don't know why I feel like somebody's going on vacation. That's why I'm saying that. I feel like you're going to do fine. You are going to get some money. I feel like they are trying to get reviews through, but this feels like almost like a quarterly thing, like they have to do it for taxes or something like that. So they're trying to put whatever reviews through, and it feels like there's going to be some, you know, the money changes here. That's what it feels like. So you are going to get money. You're not going to sneeze at it, so I feel like that's good for you. I don't feel that you're going to get, like, you do fine. I mean, I'm not getting yucky on this. It feels good to me. It feels like a good review to me. Or I should say, you know, a reasonably good review. Of course, they always have to find something that you can quote unquote.
I know.
And it's
always.
All good, but I do get that that's all going to work out for you. But I, like I said, I feel like they're doing it because somebody's going on vacation. So it all worked fine. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so nervous. I hate reviews. Can you pull a card? Do you have time?
I did.
No?
And
nice.
I'm going to tell you the card I just pulled out is abundance. So that's a good card for you. So I got goosebumps even saying it to you. So I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be fine. You're going to get a good review. Things are all going to work out for you.
Thank you, Michelle. Listen, have a nice evening, okay?
And thank you. Good luck, all right? I'll talk to you next month, and you tell me that you got a good review, okay? Okay, I'm going to do one more. I've got like 5 minutes left, so please introduce yourself.
Yes, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I got 5 minutes left. I just wonder if you can pull a card, see if I'm going to get a job. I'm posting a resume to some prospective employers. So the job I want, you know what? I'm going to change my question, sorry. Is actually which field should I go into, automotive or refrigeration supplies or construction? There's the question. Thank you.
automotive.
Construction and refrigeration supplies or parts. Thanks.
No to construction right away.
Okay.
I feel like you could get something really good in automotive. That feels really good to me. So it's like automotive first, and then the refrigeration supply would be second. That's what I'm getting. And no to construction. I'm just nothing on construction. Doesn't feel good to me.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good to me either. So
I feel like you can get something. I feel like your background will support you, okay, or something. And I get that. Have you already started talking to a couple of places, or have you just talked to a recruiter or something like that?
Yeah, I got a person who's looking into it, so I'm just going to just do mock interviews, posting my resume to different websites, and it's kind of weird. It's kind of like I said, you only got 5 minutes. It's a weird situation for jobs right now.
It is, but I feel like this is not going to. You're not going to be without. Let's just put it that way. It feels like you're going to be able to find something. It's weird because I feel like there's a lot out there that you could like plug into, but you have to be careful about the ones that you're plugging into. If that makes sense. Okay.
Yep.
And I feel like, you know, it feels like there might be some pitfalls. So you can say yes to a couple of them, but I feel like at least three or four, you have to say a possibility that you would want to at least talk to. But then I feel like some of them, like again, almost like putting an X through them, like no way. Okay. Then the refrigeration one. Okay. That one feels like there might be two or three that would be okay. But again, I kind of feel like there's something like, I don't know what's going up in your whatever, that country, but it just feels like you got to be careful of what you're looking for. Would you ever transfer to America?
I don't know, because I got to get the green card and things
like
that.
Yeah, I don't know why I have to ask you that, but I feel like you may end up, there might be something that you could. I don't know why I have to say this, but I kind of feel like you may get to hop over the border. Let's just, I want to say hopping over the border for you. So keep that in mind, okay? I'm going to pull a card really quickly. Please stay in contact with me, or if you want to call me for a longer reading, make sure you do that at MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. We can go into something more in depth. I want to say I've got a card for you, and it says be assertive, okay?
Okay.
All right, so good luck. Thank you so much for calling in. I only got like a minute left, so
yep,
I really appreciate
your messages.
You calling in tonight. Good luck, all right?
Thanks, Michelle. Yep.
All right. Okay, guys, before I end it, I want to say thank you so much for letting me be on tonight. It's not my usual Wednesday night. I hope you all got something out of it. Please make sure to stay in contact with me at Michelle the Intuitive Reader. If you want something more in depth, please make sure to reach out to me. I will be on Claire's Corner tomorrow night, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I will be doing guidance and readings on there. It's $11.11 as a donation for a reading. And that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's on Clubhouse tomorrow. And then I will be back next month at my usual time, Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I hope to talk to you guys soon. Thank you guys all so much for being here tonight. And I hope to connect with you again soon. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.